How's it going, everybody? Welcome to That Time of the Week. I'm your host, Matthew Morgan, and today I am joined by, it hasn't been too terribly long, I guess, but, it's been a minute, by Adam Lee. Adam, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good on this Friday night.
That's what you want to hear. You know, Fridays are always a good day, as far as I'm concerned. Now, so today I'm going to be reading, the Declaration of Independence. I don't really know how long it is, because there's a whole bunch of, like, editor notes in here, it's like, describing what Jefferson, I guess not Jefferson, because this isn't the Constitution, but he might have wrote this, too. Yeah, Jefferson. What made you decide that this was going to be one of the shows you would come join me on?
Well, first off, Declaration of Independence, amazing document. Second of all, I feel like if people actually read it, they'd understand more of the situation they live in.
I would highly recommend everybody read it. It's, like, I say I don't know how long it is. I mean, as far as, like, pages go, because, like, I mean, it's page 1 through 21, but, like I said, there are a lot of notes. It's really only, like, 6 paragraphs plus grievances. Like, it's really not all that long a read. I highly suggest everybody read it. I guess we could go, paragraph.
From the top.
Yeah. Alright, so, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. What do you think? First paragraph?
Amazing.
Alright. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. There you go. That's that. What you think?
Yeah. You know, it's just a shame, though, that even though people might not understand the whole thing behind it. Like, when's the last time you consented to all your taxes?
I think taxes are necessary.
Yeah, they're necessary and useful, but I'm just saying, like, all of them.
I'm sure they're referring more to, like, hey, man, you know, if your government starts taking away your rights, guys, you know, I don't think they're referencing taxes.
But they are referencing a destructive government that, you know, is to be overtaken. Should it, you know, be taking away them freedoms?
Yeah. Should the government be taking away freedoms, we the people, according to the Declaration of Independence, have the responsibility, I guess, our duty, as per the text puts it, to overthrow the government. Or to abolish it and institute a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shewn that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably to the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrained them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And that'll take us into the grievances. All right. So, now there are quite a few grievances. I don't know that I'll read all of them, because they're each, like, I mean, I don't know, it's not long. They're all like a sentence, but, yeah. So, let's see here. Number one, he has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Well,
yikes.
Number one, boom, Trump administration got that one checked off. They haven't been following court orders, and when they do, it's very slow, and they disregard Congress regularly, and just kind of do whatever they want. I mean, man literally tried to strike Trump with using executive powers. Tried to, you know, first 100 days tried to strike birthright citizenship, just got overturned by the Supreme Court last week.
Yep.
He has forbidden his governors to pass laws, by the way, number two, he has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation until his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. You know, Trump was preventing Gavin Newsom from dealing with that major water shortage in California. You know, that seems like he has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. All right. Yep, check off the second one. All right. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. So, they gutted the Voting Rights Act, and now it doesn't matter. Now it has to intentionally be drawn up for discriminatory purposes, and if it's an accident, they'll just be like, well, you know, it was an accident.
Whoops. Whoops us. We'll try not to.
So, you know, it would seem to me that that's a refusal to pass laws to accommodate large districts of people. Check off three. The first three got them in the bag. Number four, he has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. I don't know that I can draw a comparison to Trump for that one. I mean, they hold session in one place. I mean, so,
I guess, what about all the times he drags people to the White House just so he could, just smack-talk them or, you know, berate them?
Well, you don't gotta go.
I know, but a lot of times, though, it's like, why do they go, and yet they still go?
I mean, I guess they want to see what the president has to say.
Oh, I want to see how he could, you know, talk me down this time.
You know, but before we continue on here, by the way, I've been asking people because it's just interesting thought. By the way, if you have anything you'd like to say, feel free to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I wanted to ask because I've it's a question I've been asked because you know Donald Trump is very unliked. If you had the opportunity to meet Donald Trump, would you do it?
I'd say so. Just, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, I met a president, regardless of who it was.
Yep, that's pretty much my thought process. I mean, there have been a lot of people who said they wouldn't want to meet him, and like, they wouldn't go.
Yeah, he seems like a scumbag, but
yeah,
like,
but like, if I got an invitation to the White House to go meet the president of the United States, I'll shake his hand, I'll say, nice to meet you, Mr. President. And then beyond that, if he starts asking me about my opinions on things,
be honest.
Yeah, at that point, it's a whole different topic. I'll have to lay him out if he starts asking me for my opinions on things. But you know, it's the president of the United States.
Yeah,
I'd want to meet the president. Unfortunately,
unfortunately, that president. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, it'd be, you know, this one. But you know, it could be worse, I guess. You could meet, like, I don't know, Stalin, suppose. He'd probably kill you.
Guards, get him.
He's a paranoid kind of guy. Number five, he has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasion of the rights of the people. He has not dissolved the House of Representatives, but he certainly, once again, just kind of
sidesteps them.
Yeah, he kind of just loopholes everything around. He just kind of finds, yeah, things that he can loophole, and he just doesn't listen to them anyways. As close as you can get to dissolving them, I guess. But, you know, I'll cut him some slack. He hasn't actually tried to dissolve the representatives yet.
Give it time.
Number six. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise. The state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion without and from without and convulsions within. So I guess that's just when somebody when he did like fire a whole bunch of people, he didn't replace him because he was just like, ah, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Well, Trump doesn't do that. Cut him some slack for that one too. He's definitely fired a whole bunch of people and put in a bunch of yes men though.
Yeah, I was about to say what about the whole like ATF debacle and
Yeah, he's definitely put in a bunch of yes men, but I mean. Yes men aren't...
And TSA.
Oh, yes men always have the ability to say no. They just don't.
Because they're just so yes man.
I mean, I don't know. Like Marco Rubio's an interesting person in my mind. Marco Rubio used to be I used to think that Marco Rubio was he was a sensible kind of guy. All of a sudden, Trump gets in power. All of a sudden, Marco Rubio's like...
On the train.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I think Marco Rubio might be one of the people who actually believes it. Like, I mean, to be fair, I mean, I don't know that, you know, him and his family fled communist Cuba, so he's got some kind of vendetta against Cuba, but, like,
yeah.
He is the sole, like, I don't know a single other person who's pushing for this, for conflict with Cuba, but boy howdy, is Marco Rubio working it. I mean, like, you know, I don't know, but nonetheless, yes men are no good. 7. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither and raising the conditions of new appropriations of land. Well, we don't really do the appropriations of land anymore, but he's definitely endeavored to prevent the population of the states for obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners. I mean,
yeah, didn't he just...
I mean, that was literally one of the things people voted him in to do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and didn't he just recently do that, too? Like, start limiting a bunch of immigrants around?
We had temporary protection orders on certain country immigrants. Certain countries' immigrants, like Haiti being one. Because we live in Ohio. We have a lot of Haitians in Ohio.
I think Somalians were another one, or Ethiopians.
There were a whole bunch of, like I don't remember how many countries, I might actually still have it written down, but, I know there were a whole bunch of countries, I think, like, 17 or something like that, and we only, like, are still working with, like, 3 or something, I don't recall. I did tell a story, because Haiti was one of them, and I mentioned that, that sending people back to Haiti right now is crazy. Because temporary protection status, yes, is supposed to order. Or supposed to end. Temporary. But, Haiti, like if you get on the, State Department's website, there's just, like, travel guides, quote-unquote, travel...
Advisory.
Yeah, travel advisories. Right now, Haiti is on a level 2 do not travel advisory. And it says crimes with firearms are common. Crimes include murder, robbery, carjacking, sexual assault, the most heinous things that you could imagine. We're just like, yep, that's safe, send them back.
Yeah, that seems like a family-friendly environment.
Like, I don't know. I like DeWine. DeWine's a sensible guy. DeWine even came out and was like, guys, this is a terrible idea. He said that we had something like, I don't remember the exact number, but we had like a few thousand Haitians that were employed in Ohio yesterday, and after the whole thing where Haitians were removed from TPS, temporary protection status. Now there were like, you know, however many Haitians that were no longer employable in the state of Ohio. It'd be illegal to employ them. So not only were the ones who were already employed lost their job, but you couldn't fill the jobs with, you know,
yeah,
the other people. And now there's just, I mean, you just... In theory, you added to the number of illegals. Now all those people no longer have the temporary protection status, so they no longer have, like, visas or whatever you want to refer to them as. But yeah, so that's going to be a mess.
Fun.
All right. Number 8. By the way, 7403839944. I'm pretty sure I already gave the phone number. But he has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. Well, he's definitely... Once, I mean, again, I think this is probably just a... I mean, I guess Donald Trump doesn't establish judiciary powers, but he certainly obstructed the administration of justice.
Yeah, tries to interpret them his own way.
So, I don't know, by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers, he's, I mean, you know, man's certainly not following the law, though, so, bada bing. Another one. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure for of their offices and the amount and payments of their salaries. Well, he hasn't done that. But given the chance, he probably would. Seems like a...
There's going to be some cuts. It's going to have to be some of you. Democrats.
He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
Gee, like, not even like minute one, Elon stepped in.
Yup. I was just about to say, remember Doge? Remember how there was a whole thing about how the president couldn't create new bodies?
He's not. He's just a third party under it and not contracted, even, but he's literally
the
like,
logic was so much more convoluted. It wasn't necessarily convoluted. I mean, it makes sense on surface level, but it's just dumb. So they took an already existing, because the president does have the ability to like change the goals or tasks that they are after, per se, like however you want to phrase that. Basically, he took one of the departments that I guess he just felt wasn't very useful, I suppose, and just said, hey, guys, you guys are doing this now, and just completely reworked it. So he basically did two things at once. He basically demolished the... It was some kind of computer or something or another. I don't remember exactly what it was. He basically demolished that and built Doge in one action. Because he just reorganized the entire thing and put Elon Musk in charge. And Elon Musk was supposed to save us, like, $3 billion or whatever it was.
Yeah, remember we were supposed to get, like, those, checks?
Does Doge.com still exist? There used to be, the Doge tracker. I don't know.
What did it do, just track, how much money Doge was supposedly saving the government?
Yeah, the Doge does still work. So according to the Doge.gov, there's an estimated of $215 billion in savings. They broke it down. Amount saved per taxpayer is something apparently like $1,300.
That's great. Now just imagine it. Means nothing considering everything in the last.
Also, I don't know how many people pay taxes, but it's this number is calculated using an estimate of 161 million individual taxpayers. So I don't know how many people pay taxes, but they used 161 million to find this number. There's an efficiency leaderboard. Apparently, the, guess what the most efficient department in the government is?
Oh, does it?
Health and Human Services. RFK is doing wonders over there.
Ain't no.
I don't know. Doge, I don't know. Doge just seems to be like the biggest waste of money I could think of. Also, it says last updated January 1st, 2026. This will initially be updated weekly. Over time, the website will improve, and the updates will converge to real time. Last updated January 1st, and it will be updated weekly. Well,
that's quite the real time.
that's quite a week we've been in. Oh,
maybe boy, that's what it is. Yeah. We just never left January. That explains all this wackiness.
There is a... it does show... I mean, now I don't know... They canceled a lot of contracts. Now, I don't know how many of these are, like, what they're for or anything, but Department of Defense, Department of Air Force, Department of Defense, Department of Health and Human Services. They cut... They cut Walgreens. what a day. They cut CVS. What are these for? That's a pretty $1.9 billion contract for CVS. $3.06 billion for Walgreens. Interesting. Nonetheless, Doge is still up and running, and look at that.
Still, what a gyp.
But, you know, we're still in the middle of that, you know, year-long week, so...
Yeah. Give it time, guys. Give it time.
Never gonna update again.
Maybe by next January.
Nobody, you know, I think they just got tired of messing with the website and then decided, you know what? Not worth it.
Hey, Elon, you remember we put a time on that website? Nah.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Multitude of new offices. Yeah, there's that one. He's definitely, I mean, I don't know about swarms of new officers, but... well,
ICE.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, he definitely did expand ICE.
Yeah, remember that organization that was like bomb of the totem before he came in? And
to
then
harass
all of a
sudden our people and eat out their substance. Well, they're definitely out harassing people, that's for sure.
Yeah, getting people killed too.
Hey, there was another one. In I don't remember where, but there was a guy who was killed by ICE in somewhere in the South. I'm pretty sure it was somewhere in the South. Yep.
And yet they'll hold a mock trial.
Yep,
probably.
I was about to say, they love those mock trials, though. I don't know. I have very little faith in the government right now.
Dude, I don't know how
the Justice Department's doing their best, but Congress is just not caring. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, like, can you really say then it's the best?
You know, we got you know, the there's a fancy word for it. It's the balance of powers with the three tiers of government. And
checks and balances.
Yes, checks and balances. That's
said it backwards. Balances, checks.
But yeah, you know, it's supposed to be like a three-legged table. But right now...
Each one keeps each other in check, but...
But right now, two of those legs are missing.
Yeah.
and it seems like the Judicial Department is trying to hold up the table by themselves. Here's a good one. He has kept among us in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislature.
Guys, D.C. still has National Guard. There's ICE.
So does Washington, I do. I mean, like, there's still states that have National Guard deployed. Yeah, and plus ICE.
Free!
he has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. I mean,
you know what? I will argue and say, like, presidents have done that before. They'll just, you know, pull our guys out of most, you know, like, war criminal, you know, trials or whatever, and you'd be like, nah, it's the United States. Can't be wrong.
I don't know. I was just going to make reference to the fact that, you know, Congress is supposed to be like the... I mean, like, yes, the president's, you know, the commander-in-chief and that whole thing.
But still answer to
the
people.
Yeah, but Congress has the sole authority to declare war and, you know, that kind of thing. So I guess there's that. Has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation.
Would that count as if we tied a foreign body to us militarily?
He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. I would assume it's more like if like we had laws or we were forced to follow laws that weren't on the books.
Hmm.
I think that's probably what that's referring to.
Mm.
Sorry, dying there. For quartering large bodies of troops among us. I mean, you know, we don't really do the whole quartering of troops anymore. People don't, you know...
Yeah, we have military bases to house people.
Troops don't stay at your houses, so, I mean, that's easy one to not get through. for protecting them by a mock trial for punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states.
Yeah. Well! Remember, they tried saying that ICE agent, the person clearly, you know, had a pistol and they were going crazy. Nah, the ICE agent literally trying to yank it from them.
Oh, what a dime.
Oh, yeah.
For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world.
How many tariffs are we up
to? Yep, I was about to say, look at that, tariffs. For imposing taxes on us without our consent. I don't know that he's imposed any new taxes. He's certainly done away with the I mean, he's...
Well, when the whole, like, tariffs impacting cost of goods and rise of certain...
I mean, tariffs are, like, I don't know, they, like... People, you know, I guess the argument is that they end up just being extra taxes on the people because, like, the
corporations
are just
going to
raise
it.
The price. But I would assume it's literally like tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, if you want to count tariffs, because the tariffs would be both 16 and 17, I guess then. But nonetheless, you know, he's hit at least half of what we read so far.
You'd swear this dude's King George himself.
For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. I don't think we've done that. Well, I mean, no. I guess like you know, ICE. All the people that ICE has been imprisoning, they are not getting.
Oh, yeah,
they're not getting fair trials. So there's that.
Yeah.
For transporting us beyond seas, so to be tried for pretended offenses. Well, I mean. I don't know.
Yeah, again, I don't think so. If anything, it's more so the opposite. We're just trying to tell people how we should be running things and how they should be running it in our eyes.
The only thing that I can... I mean, he's transporting, you know, the people who he deemed to be illegal, dangerous immigrants overseas, but I don't know that they're being tried for anything.
No, like, remember back when, like, they first started deporting people, they even said they've accidentally deported, like, naturalized citizens and citizens, but they didn't care.
For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies. Well, that one's kind of like you have to be, like, a subject of a foreign nation.
Yeah, literally following a different rule.
Yep. So, easy pass there. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. We haven't quite gotten there, I guess.
I mean, maybe, like...
I mean, I don't
to
know.
To the immigrant citizens of the United States, rather than just, like, everyone he deems okay.
Well, at least there's no fighting in the streets, I suppose. Lots of protests, though.
Oh, yeah.
He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coast, burnt down our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people.
Didn't he, like, do something with FEMA to, like, get them to not help some states?
Yeah, he did block something. I don't remember what FEMA was trying to do, but he...
It was,
yeah,
like, some funding.
He like, blocked it. Also, he definitely was engaging in piracy. I mean, the man himself said that we were going to charge fees to, tolls. There you go. We were going to charge tolls. And I do believe under, international maritime law, toll charging is considered piracy.
In international waters.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said international maritime law. But yeah. Okay. We're almost there. 25! 2 more, or 3 more to go, including this one. Help is at this time transporting... Oh, sorry, help. I don't know where I got help. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty, perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation.
You think Blackwater still does work?
I think Blackwater does still do work, but I think they changed their name.
They did. I know that much.
But
they're still the same thing. Or doing the same stuff.
Blackwater was pretty good. And then they had, like...
a lot of scandals and nefarious things come out about them.
Well, they just got lazy. Like, when the government was originally using Blackwater, like, first, like, the first, you know, while, they had a clean, perfect... like, they only used them for, like, escort missions and, like, you know, things like that. But they had a clean record. And then all of a sudden, it was just, like, all over the place, Blackwater scandals.
Yeah.
And then they just, yeah, changed their name. And then I do believe the government was just like, Blackwater? Never heard of them. And then went back to working with Blackwater.
Washed our hands of that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know. I mean...
I don't know about currently.
I guess if you want to... maybe you could consider ICE. But I don't know that ICE are mercenaries. They're not foreign.
Yeah, well, they were a department before Trump, so... Right? Weren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, they...
Not as big, or...
Yeah, I was going to say, they massively expanded.
Yeah.
I mean, when were you ever having conversations about ICE before Donald Trump?
Literally, yeah. It was more like conversations about Homeland Defense or
just like,
Border Patrol.
Yeah, I was going to say, just immigration more broadly. Now, all of a sudden, it's literally ICE.
Yeah.
26. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high sea to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to befall themselves by their hands. Well, I don't know, we don't have a draft. Conscription's not going on. And, well, we're not in a civil war.
No, but we are in a war. War with Iran.
That's an illegal war.
Yeah.
Congress passed the War Powers Act set to force Donald Trump to withdraw or seek, you know, congressional approval for an actual declaration of war, and he just said, watch this. and then signed the Memorandum of Understanding with Iran. And then Israel bombed
Lebanon.
Gaza. Lebanon. Because Israel bombed Lebanon. Iran bombed, attacked some crew, merchant ships that were trying to travel through the Strait of Hormuz. And then we bombed Iran. And then Donald Trump said that Iran broke the peace treaty, and the Memorandum of Understanding. And then there was a big like gap where there just wasn't a whole lot of conflict. But then, like, the other day, Donald Trump said that the Memorandum of Understanding was no longer in place, and we were back to bombing Iran.
Man's throwing, like, world's biggest hissy fit. It's not going my way. Bomb them!
And the last of the grievances. Oh, yeah, we're taking up some pretty good time. We've got 13 minutes left here. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. You know, I don't know.
That one's pretty big.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I don't know. I thought the Indians were pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't like a colonist, I suppose. I don't know what like... You know the
what it was like.
Yeah, the natives were like, you know, when you got here, but I don't know. Indian savages is a bit rough.
Yeah, like holy cow.
Now it is true though that they would they didn't. Well, I don't know about sexes, but I know they definitely did not care about ages. I don't know how true it is because I don't know history, but there's a story about some. I don't remember what tribe, but there was a tribe that raided some like village, and there was a baby, and he like grabbed this baby by its an English baby, and he like grabbed this baby by its leg and like cracked its head against a tree, and I was like, ooh, which, I mean
people are violent, wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, I'd assume it's something like, yeah, it's a baby now and it's pretty innocent now, but imagine when it grows up and can carry a gun. Also, Total War is you know,
oh,
it's always a strategy. I don't know if it's always the best strategy, but it's always a strategy. I mean, you know, people don't want to fight wars if they're demoralized. So yeah, that's all 27 grievances. I should have grabbed like a Sharpie or something and marked off the ones that we hit up. But he hit at least, you know, half of those. And then it's gonna go into a big long thing about each of the grievances. So I gotta skip like 4 pages. Yes, he has waged cruel war against human nature itself, violating its most sacred rights of life and liberty, in the persons of a distant people who never offended him, captivating and carrying them into slavery in another hemisphere, or to incur miserable death in their transportation thither. This practical warfare, the opprobrium? That's not a word I've heard before. That's a good
ye
word.
Ye olden word.
Opprobrium. Opprobrium. Interesting. Of infidel powers is this warfare of the Christian king of Great Britain, determined to keep open a market in which men should be bought and sold. He has prostituted his negative for suppressing every legislative attempt to prohibit or restrain this execrable commerce, and that this assemblage of horrors might want no fact of distinguished dye. He is now exciting those very people to rise in arms among us and to purchase that liberty of which he has deprived them by murdering the people among whom he also obtruded them, thus paying off the former crimes committed against the liberties of one people with crimes which he urges them to commit against the lives of another. Almost there. So that's the right after the grievances. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we... Sorry, we's capitalized for some reason. It was confusing to me. Nor have we been waiting inattentions for our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of the attempts by their legislature to extend unwarrantable jurisdictions over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections of correspondence. They too have been deaf of the voices of justice and consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. And then the last paragraph. Made good time. Look at that. Almost perfect. We got 7 minutes after this. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the restitution of our intentions, do, in the name, by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that, as a free independent state, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things in which independent states may have the right to do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives for fortunes and our sacred honor. And then it's got all the people who were present. There's a whole bunch of people. But yeah, so that's the Declaration of Independence. What'd you think?
Oh, man, that ending's beautiful.
So, 27 grievances. I don't know. I guess I wasn't keeping track, but, you know, Trump hit, like, at least 10 of them. And, you know, some of them are kind of not possible for him to do without, like, trying to do them.
Like, really screwing up compared to even how he's screwed up.
Yep, I mean, one of them, the quartering of troops, he'd literally have to give an order to, like, just...
Guys, go... take a break, wherever.
Yeah, go stay in somebody's house. Like, you know, I don't know. But, so, it would definitely seem to me that the man needs to read the founding documents and get a bearing on what's supposed to be happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it seems that the rest of the government has just gone along with it, so I don't know what difference it makes, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they're still getting paid, whether, you know, like, they do or don't.
They did pass legislations where if the government goes on shutdown again, they don't get paid.
Ah, finally. It makes too much sense that way, I guess.
Well, I think that people will probably hate it on them because the last one was like a month and a half long or something stupid.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't a month and a half. It was probably a little over a month, if I remember.
Like, about a month, or if not a month.
I'm pretty sure it went over a month, but it was, like, just over.
Yeah, but still.
But, yeah. Big, long shutdown. And, yeah. And then they did, I'm pretty sure, pass a thing to where they now no longer get paid on shutdown. Which, good. I don't know why they got paid to begin with.
Yeah. If, you know, the people who are in Social Security or government aid aren't getting their money, why should the government get paid?
What do you think about, Bernie Sanders putting forward the thing to where I'm trying to figure out how he phrased it. Basically, he's giving the American, or the legislation that he put forward, would give the American public, like, 50% ownership in AI.
I think it's just to entice more people to go along with AI instead of the current backlash that it's getting. Because if you tell people, oh, we could get, you know, you investing in it, you'll be making money back. People will start thinking, oh, maybe AI isn't all that bad if, you know, somehow I'm getting money from it.
Well, it had to do with the construction of the AI data centers and things like that. It had to do more with, I think, like, the consumption of, you know, resources.
Or just don't build them.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know that's not going to happen. People have been paid too much money to build them.
Oh, no. It's like, the whole AI data center thing to me goes all the way back to when they were trying to put a solar field out in Pleasant Township. You know, the solar people, I mean, I don't know how the contract went. I would assume it's like, it was, you know, like, barring, you know, the you know. I would assume they didn't go through in the contract, and I would assume they put that in the contract because they weren't allowed to build the solar farm. But there was a farmer who was going to sell land to the solar farm people, and then the solar farm people, not even sell, lease, I'm pretty sure, to the solar farm people, and then they were going to build a solar farm. And, you know, I mean, like, I don't really know how you tell them they can't. They bought the land, or they were going to buy the land, or lease the land. And I would assume it's the same thing. I mean, you know, if I was an AI, if I owned a company who had AI, and I bought land to build an AI data center, and you told me I couldn't build an AI data center on this land that I just bought, I'd be pretty upset, too. I don't know. If I was a private citizen and I wanted to build something on my land and they told me I couldn't, I'd be pretty upset. And I figure it's the same kind of concept. You own the land. How am I supposed to tell you what you can and can't do on your land?
Again, but like, is the farmer incentivized from the government to be doing said thing? That's what the AI companies are doing. They're incentivized by the government to build. They've been given contracts, money to build all these data centers, regardless of regulations, laws.
Well, that would be at the behest of the administration. I mean, you know, Trump's been big push to get AI into the military. I don't remember which company it was, but they said that that their AI was not going to be used for military purposes, and the
I think Microsoft is the one, because they cut a bunch of contracts with us and I think the Israeli military.
Well, the one they said that they were not going to be used for the military, and then they were pretty good and well forced to be used for the military. You know.
Nice.
Yep. So we're gonna have AI military before here long. I think that's a terrible life choice. I'm telling you ever seen iRobot? It's gonna be iRobot. Well, you know, hopefully I'm long dead by the time the robots take over.
But back to like Bernie saying, you know, people could get invested into AI and all that. Some people already are, though, without themselves even knowing it. Like, if you have money into like S&P 500 or the index 100, you're already automatically invested into AI.
Well, I mean, like, we got about 7 seconds here, so I guess this will be the last thing I say before I let you sign off. I mean, like, most companies have their own AI. Snapchat has their own AI. I don't know about Instagram. I don't use Instagram all that
much. You just check, though, who owns them. Isn't Snapchat owned by...
Facebook.
Yeah, Meta.
Yeah, Meta. Meta has AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Snapchat has AI. I don't know who owns Snapchat. I'm pretty sure Snapchat owns Snapchat.
No, Snapchat's owned by someone else. It's not Snapchat themselves.
But, like, Google has AI. Apple has AI. You know, like... All the big tech companies have AI.
Oh, I'm wrong. It's Snap Inc. So it is.
But, with that being said, I suppose, is there anything you would like to say before we wrap the show up?
I guess just remember your rights and go people.
All right. Well, with that being said, I appreciate everybody for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful night. And, I will see you. Well, I guess I will. Hopefully, you will hear me. I don't know how to. You know, I will be back next week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Very kind, very fair. You don't jump in and.